everybody. Why do the lights feel weird? The lights are weird. Connor, oh Jesus, okay.
Why are the lights so weird?
I don't know.
If you light.
Hey, welcome. Okay, welcome to the Sky Ranger Podcast. For those who haven't been here before, or who have,
hey.
My name is Scott.
Hey, Scott.
To my left is John.
Hello.
To my right is Mike.
Hello.
And then this is a podcast we just record, and we try to have a conversation.
Hello.
I fuck it up somehow. Pretty early on. Yeah.
What?
And then we just spend the rest of the time trying to explain myself. That's not.
Were you trying to do that all in one breath?
I put a candy in my mouth like a minute before we went on stage.
Good plan for a
podcast.
And
I don't know why.
Like a hard candy?
Yes.
Just getting ready for the old.
Like a hard candy or a mint?
A mint, hard candy mint. It's a candy. It's a hard candy mint. What do you have? Soft mints?
Ooh.
Yeah, remember those like white ones? Aren't those pretty soft? Like
gum?
No, I know what gum
mint.
Is.
Yes.
No,
those
melting ones.
The dinner mints.
Oh, the butter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, either way, it's weird to put candy in your mouth for a primarily talking gig.
Yeah. What are you guys leaving? Okay, bye. I don't want to, not trying to call you out. I'm sorry, that's my fault. No.
I'm just glad they were here before.
Yes, I'm happy. Thank you. Thanks for coming and supporting the comedy and stuff. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm being serious. Oh, God, I suck at
the more you
here's,
talk.
Here's one thing.
I thought those were your real parents.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. From the past? From
your real parents in the future.
Mm-hmm. You know,
your real future parents. Can you do that slower and grosser?
It tastes good. I want it for later.
Scott.
It's wintergreen.
It's, it's just a mint. Why couldn't you just get rid of it?
Because it's the good kind. It's the green kind, not the red kind.
You can buy those on Amazon. Like, yeah. Buy the bunches.
Yeah. Do I have Amazon right now? No.
No, literally everyone has Amazon right now. You can order it whenever you want.
Well, I'm not going to go on. I'm saying we went to dinner. I bought it. I grabbed a mint. I realized it was in my pocket. I got excited, popped it in my mouth, and he went, oh, I have to do a show. That's all that happened. It's transpired. That's all that transpired. Here's what I wanted to talk about, thanks to them leaving. not them personally. So today is the day that recording this, obviously. Fuck.
What were you trying to say?
You're doing great.
I don't know. No, I'm not. What? Okay, so podcast talking. For people that are listening to this, you whenever I update it on iTunes or whatever, they're like, hey, yeah, cool, a new episode. And then they listen to it and they go, all right, delete, go on to something else. But I event these podcasts. Events on Facebook, and I usually forget about it until like the day of.
Yeah. You did it today.
Yeah, sure did.
3 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I was probably closer to 1 or 2.
Right. I think I saw it at 3.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I suck at it though. But also, the people that just left, I want to ask them why they left, but I don't want to because I don't want to make them feel bad. Here's one of the things.
They may have left because they weren't planning on staying.
I don't know.
For that long of a show.
They go, oh, cool, a show starts, and then they go, hi, welcome to the show. No, it's a show. We don't like this.
We came for stand-up comedy. You're sitting down. It's confusing. It's a different thing.
Very true.
This is not what we came for.
I had a more articulate... Here's also... What are you doing?
You got, like, the squeakiest chair. Every time I move, it squeaks.
Yeah, that's what every chair is for me. Wow, that was really quiet.
Making any noise right now?
So what was that? What
is it you about? Squeaking when you move around on the chair?
Yes. It's it's so quiet in here. It's really creepy.
Yeah, it's because I switched the chair.
Yeah, and you're adding ambiance.
Yeah.
Also, we're like 8 minutes in, and you haven't brought up anything of substance yet.
John, I'm trying. Here's the substance joke, not joke.
I learned a thing about Scott yesterday.
Ooh, go.
But I thought I might save it for later, but do you want to know now?
May as well.
Yeah, might as well. He's going to know that. Scott can recite pi, like 3.14 or whatever, to like 30 numbers.
Really?
Accurately.
Is it really accurate? Or
We had you pull up on a screen and you could look at it.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's not that amazing.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh,
I want to bring it up.
Yeah.
It's actually, okay.
Yeah, that's why I figured he would have
to. In high school, I knew it to the 61st digit, but then I kind of gave up. And then over the years, since high school was 17 years ago.
So.
A little more than that. Are you watching something?
it wasn't me.
Oh.
And I was trying to play it off.
I thought you were just Christ. Like...
Oh, I was just trying to play it off fun to not embarrass him. And then
I don't even know what happened. I just saw you... I saw a picture on your phone, and you were dancing looking at it.
Yeah. It did look like you were...
You're like, I want to see what pi is. A pie video. Look at Justin Timberlake's initials are the same symbol. GT.
I'm just having the... It's tough as a Dickens time to get a...
P.I., John.
I have a website called 1 million digits of...
Oh, there we go. Okay. Here we go. So, all right. Scott, everyone knows it's 3.14. What's next?
15926.
Oh, let's take it a little slower. This is like a suspense. If people are listening.
3.14153583279923383273834626433832 7 I said 33. I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was impressed.
Yeah, because after 3.14, I'm like, goodbye.
Yep.
Some I didn't like Spanish class. And I sat there in Spanish class going, I printed out a whole sheet. It was a whole 8.5x11 sheet of just numbers. And I just kept going, 3.14159 3.14159
While someone is speaking in Spanish, trying to get you to learn.
I don't know.
Scott.
Yeah.
El Scotte. Wait.
Trace. Uno.
You could even do
it. Trace. Trace.
Quattro.
Uno quattro. Uno cinco. I don't know.
Punto.
No, that's not. No.
If you listened in Spanish, you
what is,
know.
What is, punto means...
Tres, punto, uno, cuatro, punto, es, cinco, siete,
isn't that like dates or something? What is...
Punto?
I don't fucking know.
Points.
Points. What the... Well, John, Conrad, stop being scary. No, you're not Conrad.
Is someone here named Conrad?
I'm kissing on him.
That's fine. Do whatever. I'm not going to stop you.
Oh, he was yelling at Conrad in the voice of the beer. Okay.
Miss
Alamance.
No, I was yelling at him because he was making a lady. That's
okay. Oh, no, please.
That makes sense. What? Okay, this
is a reverb on? You sound really scary.
I don't know how to work this thing.
Well, you've only been doing about a year, I guess. All right. That's fine.
Guys,
What did you want to bring up tonight?
What? I don't remember anymore.
You had the phone out.
You had the phone out, and that's why we talked about pi, and then it disappeared.
Dude, pi is easy to remember.
No.
Do you know the number E?
The number E?
I tried remembering that. I tried memorizing that, and that gets out of fucking hand.
I didn't know there was a number E.
The number E. It's like two... Fuck, man. If it's like 2.7182, I don't fucking know. No, there's a 3 in there? Oh, yeah.
You could be just saying random numbers as far as I'm...
E. Conrad.
I think he heard.
Just type E math. E space math.
E.
Conrad. I found something. It's called Euler's number 2.718 blah blah blah.
Yeah, that's what I was just fucking saying.
I was trying to help, Scott.
God, math. I like math. Is that a problem?
No, one's yelling at you. It's just, yeah.
You know what my favorite...
I didn't know this about you.
You know what one of my favorite things in math was? Solve for X. That's so fun. You get to divide things and subtract them or add them, depending on what side of the equation it's on. You can square roots or cubes.
Why aren't you doing math?
Because it's hard. It's a hard thing to do.
You like it.
Yeah, well, you could be a math teacher where you get all the answers, but you get to teach it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, great.
Great.
I can't teach.
Can you imagine Scott explaining math?
Yeah, I can't even explain... E to Conrad.
What is E used for? What is that for?
Circles? I don't know.
So you mean like when they would be like 3 plus X equals 1.
3 plus X equals 1.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah, Scott, figure it out.
3 plus X equals 1 is... Yeah,
negative 2.
Fucking Mitch figured it out before you even...
We asked you to figure it out, Scott.
Yeah. I didn't hear you say...
X divided by 7 equals 4.
Oh, Jesus. That'd be fucking 7/4. Nope, I can't. I need to see it on paper.
X divided by 7 equals 4.
X divided by 7 equals 4. So you multiply 7 on this side, and I get the 1.
Are you doing Common Core?
I don't know!
28 divided by 7 equals 12.
Right. So what is x divided by 3?
Guys, all right. I like math. I didn't say I was amazing at it. Jesus Christ. I like numbers.
We thought we were helping. Yeah, we were doing. We were starting a bit, and you got angry with
us. You know what? I like English too, but I can't. There's 26 letters. There's only 10 numbers.
Was the blank before Christmas?
Christmas.
Was the Christmas before Christmas? So last year Christmas, all through the house.
Was the Christmas before Christmas? Why would you yell Christmas?
I thought you wanted me to finish the sentence. Not.
I said, was the blank before?
Yeah.
Towards the Christmas.
It's only, I'm just saying, there's only 10 numbers you remember, not 26 letters.
Do you really not know what that word is?
Letters?
No.
Numbers? Twas? Christmas.
Twas the blank
word? Night.
Okay.
Yes, I know what nights are, John. Fucking Game of Thrones.
Yep.
Yeah, I meant, I'm...
Twas the night before Christmas.
No, we were... We were watching Saturday Night Live sketches. Nice. It wasn't funny, but... What? Okay. God, I don't know what to do now.
What's going on tonight?
Let's start the podcast.
Right, we started it. No, if I started it.
Hit the music.
More people will leave if I start it.
Welcome. What's the first topic?
Oh, Jesus. All right. God, I don't, honestly,
You have a phone with a list of topics.
Okay, you know what it says? It doesn't, it's not even, I fucking deleted the wrong one.
Conrad, do you have a question?
I have.
We'll get to that one.
I wrote Gatorade, waffles, and eggs.
Okay,
right?
Let's start. All right. Gatorades, waffles, and
eggs. Do you drink Gatorade, Scott?
This was supposed to be a shopping list. I deleted the wrong fucking file.
So all you need those Gatorade, waffles,
so
and eggs?
The answer to the question is yes.
What? What I do?
You drink Gatorade.
Because I was sick. I had the poops and
you
I wanted...
Answer my goddamn question. Do you drink Gatorade?
Once in a... When I have to.
What's your favorite flavor?
Yeah. Purple. Purple kind.
Are we talking about purple or like the frost flavor?
Grape purple. Great.
I like the frost.
I mean, I'm sure it's fine. They're all the old taste average.
That's true. That is true about Gatorade.
It's not like you go to the store and go... Fuck, I really... Oh, God, I want a red one so bad.
I've done a
blue thing.
You haven't hungover enough.
No, I haven't. Because I don't...
Just walk into a gas station and be like, God damn it, I'm going to take this fruit punch Gatorade and just fuck it.
And fuck it?
Yeah.
John solves his hangovers in different ways.
Yeah.
My dick drinks it.
Yep. His dick is like more...
Did you ever have those dreams...
yes.
Please, dreams.
Like you know how when like you're sleeping and then you like you have to pee in real life.
Yes.
So in the dream you're like, I gotta find a place to pee now, so I don't have to wake up to pee, and then you don't pee the bed or anything. But like one time I had this idea where if I just peed out into a cup and then sucked it back in.
In your dream.
Yeah, in my dream. And I was like, that'd be the coolest fucking thing. If you could like use like a squirt
gun.
How
would that be cool?
Like you could just like fill it when you wanted to.
But why would you suck it back in?
I don't think we're following. Like how...
What
so
do you mean?
You're peeing off the side of the bed into a cup.
No, I know. I said I was awake for this.
Okay, so in your dream you went, how cool it would be to be able to pee.
Oh, like...
And
yeah.
Reverse pee.
Like an elephant.
That's not what elephants do. What do you mean? What do you mean like an elephant?
Like their trunk.
They don't pee out of their trunk.
I mean, they can pull liquids in and pull it out. Oh, push it out.
So if you're...
Yeah.
Penis was like an elephant.
Yeah, it'd be great. I mean...
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I guess...
What type of waffles did you get?
Blueberry?
The fucking waffles? Generic kind?
Generic.
Like the generic Eggos?
No. What do you mean generic Eggos?
What? Do you...
Our family Eggos.
There are ones like if you go to a festival, they have like actually like essential every day, which are actually bigger and thicker than Eggos.
Oh.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the? What do you mean, generic Eggos?
What do you?
It's
called essential.
But when you go, what other name brand waffles are there?
I just said.
Oh, he was doing like Kleenex. Becomes the name of the thing, even though
yes,
yes, it's a generic Eggos. He just meant generic waffles.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, John did it.
Yes. John.
Okay.
John did something odd.
What's going on?
I don't know.
You said you said Eggos as a cinnamon for waffles.
Oh, sure.
Waffles.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Cinnamon.
Because I thought you were saying like, oh,
they are actually. that which Essential Everyday makes.
How much syrup do you like to put on waffles? I like to put a lot of syrup in.
I
like to fill each little hole.
Ooh.
And then maybe a little bit around the edge.
I do like a Z and then a comeback drizzle. Because I never used to have them as a kid. I used to only do butter on my waffles when I grew up. It was only after I got older, then I put syrup, so I still don't do a lot. Also, a tablespoon of that is like a million points of sugar.
Oh, I'm sure it's awful, but I do like a lot of syrup.
Oh, but it's still delicious.
Why do you put a Z?
Oh, because it's more. I'm just like I follow a drizzle.
Because he's Zorro, okay, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I go over it and I ruin it at all. So I let everyone, my wife, know I'm Zorro. I'm trying to get her to figure out I'm Zorro, but then I ruin it right away. So she has to get that one moment to know.
Yeah, you got to keep a secret.
I don't do any stand up. I'm actually just Zorro fighting crime.
It's, you know, way, instead of crossing out, you could just suck it up back into your
elephant penis. Dick.
Suck that syrup. Up.
What flavor of waffles do you get?
The generic kind.
No, because there's home style, then there's what's the other buttermilk.
Whatever, I don't know.
Whole wheat, probably a whole wheat version.
And there's a whole wheat
Belgian.
Belgian. What'd you get, Scott? Waffle?
The box. The box.
What color?
Whatever was
red
close.
Or blue. Red or blue.
It was brown. I think it was brown.
So you got cinnamon.
No, it wasn't.
Do you like waffles?
I mean, they're fine. I'm a French toast guy.
Wait,
you know
what else
this.
Did you got? You got waffles, which is
eggs
fine.
Eggs and Gatorade.
How do you feel about eggs?
They're good. I mean, they're fine.
Scrambled, sunny side up,
scrambled.
Over easy.
What is happening? I'm like...
We just are learning about him.
The eggs, they're eggs. He ate eggs.
So you needed to get three generic things that you don't care about at all.
No, that was
for
the...
For that, you deleted our topics for the...
I was sick.
Yeah.
I tried picking foods that were generic and that out because I was tired of eating Cheerios. That's the only safe food that I had in the house because all the other stuff was at work. I was pooping out my butt. I was...
Good. That's good.
I meant to say peeing.
Yeah, well...
I had the diarrhea.
Yeah.
So I had to fill up my body with electrolytes, which is there's four of them, John, and they're all in Gatorade.
What are the four electrolytes?
Waffles. Apparently,
blue, Arctic.
What the fuck is happening? I know potassium is one of them.
Okay.
The sodium.
Okay.
I'm sure some other stuff.
So sodium's technically an electrolyte?
Yeah, because when you sweat too much, you sweat out a lot of your salt, and then your body reverse dehydrates. Okay. Okay. It just gets too wet.
Hydrates, I think we call it just hydrates.
No.
Not just reverse dehydrates.
Gatorades.
That's two of the things. I don't know what the other two are.
That's fine. No, that's
it's more than I thought.
Good knowledge, yeah.
I thought electrolytes were just electrolytes. That was the thing.
Well,
it's not a way to break them down further.
They're things that they replenish because when you have the fevers, you have the fever and you bleed, not bleed. What's the other one?
Bleed?
Bloating?
Sweat.
When you have the fever and you're bleeding.
Please see a doctor.
Yes.
Ask some Gatorade.
So then I did that. I went through the store, and that was one of the last things in the frozen food. And I go, all right, I'm done. I got all this stuff, and you go check out. And I didn't delete I didn't go, oh, got each one. Got to get rid of this thing. John, okay? Jesus. What?
Angry tonight.
Do you buy phones? Do you buy phones?
No.
Do you buy phones, John?
What do you mean? Release them or buy them? Or?
I'm not going to give this to you. I have
are you
a question.
Just to buy a phone?
No.
Are you selling phones?
No.
Technically, I bought this. I think I own my phone right now.
it's like why is that?
It's like a house.
No.
I own my phone now. Hold on.
2.5 years in the 6S. I couldn't recommend it highly.
No, because I was going to say, whenever I buy a phone, I keep the old one because now this is like a Pandora. I use this just for Pandora. And
so you still get the app still work on it?
Yeah, it just doesn't. You just can't call anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like an iPod Touch.
Yeah,
or
except
a Pandora,
it's not a
or a Zune.
All right.
Or an iPod.
Jesus Christ.
That's cool though.
Is it?
I agree.
You seem to be mocking me, John. I don't.
I'm dead serious.
I'm in a weird mood today. I don't feel really. I feel like I'm making. I feel like. This is a bad episode.
You taking that vitamin D again?
No.
Why?
Because it's all the way over at home in my car. It's in the car.
At some point, though, you are near it, right?
Yeah.
Then why don't you take it then when you're near it?
Forget about it. I forget about a lot of things.
You're vitamin D deficient,
Mike,
Scott?
I don't know. Mike thinks I am.
Probably.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it cheers you up. It makes you happier.
Yeah, that's why they call it seasonal depression, because everyone's stuck in the cold.
So this last year, I'd take vitamin D over the winter, because it sucks outside.
Yes.
It's dark. And they take like 5,000 units, whatever it is. And I found these ones that are 10,000 unit.
Sounds like too much.
So I take two of them. And you know what? This year, I have not wanted to kill myself at all. So I said, hey, this is good.
Yeah.
You know who else wants to kill themselves on a regular basis? My good friend Scott. So I got him some. I said, hey, Scott, I don't know if they'll work for you. Maybe it will help. But you know what? Here, a gift for you. Give it a try. If it doesn't work, no harm, no foul.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter. You know what he's done? Nothing. The last update, he said he opened the bottle.
I did. Did you smell them?
No. Why would I smell them?
Do you have a cat? You have a cat. You know what a cat's mouth smells like? The inside of that bottle.
I don't. I smell my pills as much as I smell my cat's mouth.
Oh.
I take a. I'm gonna go because I take a multivitamin, and okay. So I don't know how much vitamin D is in there.
There's likely some. I'm sure.
I'm guessing that 10,000.
Yeah, I mean, I realize I've taken a lot, probably more than the body can absorb. But I don't care because now my mood has been so much better this year.
Good.
Like,
no, I really should, because you notice it, like, well, even today you could tell, like, when it was warm out and there was like, I didn't have to wear a hat this morning or gloves. Like, I was just like, ah, hey,
exactly. Yes. It makes you happier.
Siri, what does vitamin D do?
I gave these like a month ago.
Siri, what does vitamin D do? I don't have Siri. God damn it. This isn't a fucking iPhone.
Conrad, what does vitamin D do?
It stops you from getting rickets.
See, known as rickets in children and osteomalacia in adults.
Yeah, well, do you want rickets, Scott?
I don't even know.
See that Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns blocks out the sun?
No.
They all become bow-legged because they have rickets?
Yeah.
I didn't do it because I'm fat. What do you... Is that a bow-legged... I mean, 18 years ago when it came out, Conrad. That episode came out when I was in 7th grade, Conrad.
So that
when I was like...
Yes.
What was the movie then? Oh, the movie was when they were in the dome, not the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
But kind of not similar idea, but not really. Yeah.
Anyway, he should totally try it. And
bang us back to the beginning. Why are you looking around when I was saying things?
I was looking for the beginning.
I'm not good at patterns. Not patterns. Habits. Habits.
Words.
I'm not good at making habits.
Habitual rituals.
You
have a number of habits.
Almost.
You have things you do on a regular basis.
Yeah. Sometimes. Mostly.
Well, are you here again this month?
Yes.
Wow, look at that. A habit.
Yeah.
But do you wake up, potty time, eat and brush?
No.
That's what Sesame Street teaches you.
Well, I don't watch Sesame Street, Conrad.
You should. Maybe you should.
Conrad.
He's right there.
Why did you look at me then?
Did I call you Conrad?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm the Simpsons guy, remember?
No.
I'm the Sesame Street guy.
But this is not about habits. You haven't even tried one. You smelled them with cat mouth, and then...
Yeah.
Why are you smelling them anyway?
Yeah, well, just pills you swallow.
No, you had to take it with food, and I wasn't eating at the time.
No, that's
what the bottle says.
No, it doesn't say that.
Also, I read the bottle.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You're wrong.
It said take it with the food.
You don't have to.
Mm.
Well, and how often are you not eating?
No.
No, I'm not being cruel, but it's true, right?
Yeah.
It's like, is that an issue? Like, oh, I haven't eaten all day, that I couldn't take these pills.
Eat one piece of bread.
Is that what we're... You can't just eat one piece of bread.
That's not the issue.
That's what he gets his caught up in his head about. He's like, I can't just have one little thing with these pills. I have to have a meal.
Full meal.
Just,
I have to do the whole BRS.
But if you've eaten something already, then
they're not going
to
say, oh, take this with a granola bar.
Okay.
They say,
stopping you from when you get up in the morning and after you eat breakfast on your way to work,
eat breakfast.
That's another issue altogether. We've talked about 8 times on this podcast.
Waffles.
What are you doing with these waffles?
What are you doing with the waffles?
They're in the freezer.
For what? Who eats that?
You bought them?
I do.
To stick in your freezer?
When?
Whenever I don't have real food.
Like breakfast, maybe?
No, like when I don't have real food.
They are real food. So you buy waffles and then eat them for like dinner?
Yes. when I don't have any real food in the fridge. Like cereal.
Why wouldn't you just buy more real food?
Like cereal is meant to eat at supper when you don't have any sandwiches to make.
No, that's what a poor person does.
Now you eat cereal for supper. Just saying. You eat cereal or yogurt cups. Whatever.
By the way, you're eating breakfast for dinner. So do you have like just a steak for breakfast? Or
I mean, you could do that. I feel like it's a French thing.
Steak and eggs is delicious for breakfast. True. Like if you go to a brunch place, yeah. Get some steak and eggs. Yeah. Oh, so good. Over easy eggs. Oh, dip some steak in some egg yolk.
Yes.
With some toast. Oh, yeah.
You need breakfast with
some American fries and a beer.
Here's what I learned this week also. Toast. I always talk about how much I don't like toast. Here's the trick for toast. Here's the trick toast for toast. Here's what I learned. When you're sick, when you have gastroenteritis or whatever the stomach flu is called, they say you should follow the brat diet. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not eating bratwurst.
Right. Nope. Like you originally thought.
It's bananas.
Rice.
Ramen. Rice, apples, and toast. And I had two of those in my house because I bought one of them.
Two pieces of toast.
Actually, I had to buy two of them because I didn't have any of them in the house.
Okay.
What was I fucking seeing? Oh, toast. Fuck toast. Fuck toast. I don't get it. I don't get why people like it so much.
You can't even lightly...
You know what they do? You know what they do to those things?
And butter?
No. Fuck. Toast. You take them... Hey, you know you like eating bread. Okay. Do you want to make it drier?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to be scraping fucking crumbs off your shirt for the next 4 hours? Okay, toast.
Do you eat like Cookie Monster?
Pop! No, I'm just saying, you eat a piece of toast, and it's like, you're like, fuck, there's crumbs.
No!
And you just brush crumbs away.
You know you have the ability to lean over your plate and table, right? Also, there are settings.
Check out your shirt, get the vacuum, and vacuum out your chest.
Also, there are settings on your toaster that you can only lightly toast it, so it's not even crispy.
It's so fucking light. It's so light. It's so light. Like this, see the stool, how tan it is? Not even this dark.
But then how are there crumbs?
I don't know, John. You dried out the fucking edge of the bread. Here's what I learned, though. The toaster at work, it fits, you have a slot.
Okay, what's the issue with this? Because, like, so you never crave toast, like, with eggs or something else? Or, like, you never want, like, a toasted sandwich or
something? Then I'll have an English muffin.
So you hate Subway?
I always get a toasted.
So I know. I'm just saying. So like you didn't eat Quiznos or Subway.
But
you never
Subway when you get a sandwich and they say, "Would you like a toasted?"
I usually do because they melt the cheese because it's not usually.
Folks.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
So what you do, you make toast and you put some cheese on it to keep the crumbs encapsulated in the cheese.
Oh, avocado. Holy shit.
Ooh, avocado.
No. I like it because it melts the cheese, but there's still fucking tomatoes and onions and meat, and it keeps the fucking bread wet anyways. So, and then by the time you get back to fucking work, it's not even hot anymore. There's no fucking point to toasting other than melting the cheese. So the fucking mozzarella is spill everywhere.
Yeah, but a lot of people eat like in the restaurant or right away, so like you do get toasted.
I'm not gonna fucking take a lunch break and then eat at the goddamn restaurant.
I'm just saying there are other.
Whoa.
I'm just saying there are
As a person who owns a business that would like you to do that, I would like you to go to the restaurant and eat there.
Why? Would you
also, I'm just
what steak do you have in this?
Scott, I'm just saying there are other people who actually do that and eat toasted bread right away.
Plus, I think the toast doesn't keeps the bread from going like super soggy.
Also, I think toast is a thing that children can handle.
They can't handle bread?
Not usually.
Anyways, what I was trying to say...
They want to shove it up.
What are you talking about?
What are you trying to say?
Bread compared to toast for kids.
And Cookie Monster, I think.
I think it's a little strange that you don't like toast.
Okay.
Can I do a quick survey?
Can I finish
the... Who likes toast?
We know everyone goddamn loves toast. Guess what?
Who likes toast more than bread?
Three people?
Yeah.
Four people?
A little less than half. A little more than half.
Five people? Like I don't know. Because
if I could pick between toast and like a warm, fresh sourdough loaf, then you just cut it and have a piece of butter on it.
I like microwaving bread.
Does French toast
count
as toast?
Ooh. He does like French toast.
I do like French toast.
He's on record.
But you don't ever toast it technically. You put it on, you fry.
You fry.
You know what pisses me off, though? You go to the grocery store, but next to the Eggos, or the generic Eggos, They have French toast sticks.
Yeah.
Not the fucking same as French toast. Mm. Not the same. It's not drippy and gross and eggy.
Whoa. Okay.
It's their own. Yeah, and they're all crunchy and...
Oh, I love French toast sticks. Crunchy French toast sticks.
You know why French toast, why they're French toast?
Because of French cut.
French cut. It's supposed to be thin cut. That's why French fries and French cut green beans. And it just means thin cut.
And also French mustache.
Frogs can't handle thick pieces of bread.
What?
I said the frogs can't handle thick pieces of bread.
He said frogs, right?
Yeah. He's British.
That is a derogatory term for French people. So.
That the British use mostly.
The British use.
He's angry at the French because they took their queen or something. I don't know.
Wow.
500 years ago.
But anyways, I realized at work the toaster, it's only so big, but you can put two pieces of bread in one slot. Lightly toast it. It makes the insides of the bread wet, like. The heat, like the heat.
So you're fucking bread.
No, but I'm just saying, like, the heat, like, makes it, like, moist on the inside of the bread. And you pull it apart, like, this just feels, it's all soft and like, kind of wet and warm. And you just put your peanut butter on there and you go, this is a sandwich.
As long as he's eating. I don't know.
I guess so.
Why don't you just throw a couple of vitamin D pills
in that sandwich and that peanut butter and just go
I like putting bread in the microwave because then it's chewy. Like chewy bread, John?
I don't put it in the microwave ever.
I remember as a kid taking like fresh bread and balling it up.
Yes.
Fresh bread and balling it up, like a wad of.
Yeah.
Bread,
I've never done that.
It works good with fresh bread.
I've never done that.
I have not done it in many years. I mean, when I was a kid.
It's a chunk of bread yogurt.
Oh, yeah,
I do like that.
It's
yeah.
like that.
But you're taking that and there's like balling it up to us a little.
Oh wow, yeah. Okay.
And then you maybe just like put a little butter, like rub it on there.
Yeah, rub a little butter. Yeah.
Throw some sour cream and peanut butter on there.
Take a vitamin D pill in the middle.
Yeah, dip it in some ranch. Just add random shit to bread.
This is what he does. He's doing it.
Yeah, pour in some sugar on it and just.
If you're listening to this podcast for health food tips, you come to the wrong place.
Always.
This is. Have you not been to this podcast before?
No, I've never been to this one.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is fairly regular. Yeah.
They're usually better than this,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, we don't talk about toast for like 40 minutes.
Okay, fine. Hey, Conrad.
Usually he has a list, but
guys, it's been.
And they got really offended that we brought up his goddamn shopping list that he brought up to attention to the show, and we thought that was his regular list until we started, and then he yelled at us for bringing it up because it was his shopping list, and then he yelled at us for what we brought up.
Okay, Mike. All right. So, Conrad, this is the part of the show.
This is the part of the show.
All right.
All
right.
Asking us questions, Conrad.
Okay, this is a good humdinger.
This is called Conrad's Question Corner, where Conrad asks us a question.
All with C's.
What was your childhood nightmare fuel?
Holy shit. Let me just say, I read this as an adult, and it still scared me. I saw a meme or an image on Instagram or whatever. It said, it's not Squidward. Squidward, I'm old. He didn't show up till I was in high school.
That would be even scarier then.
Yeah. What is this purple? Not blue, whatever.
Great answer.
Squidward's dead.
No, it was God, there's nothing scarier than looking out in your backyard at the middle of the night when you're taking a drink. I can't remember what the fucking phrasing was. Whatever. The idea was when you woke up in the middle of the night because you're thirsty and trying to make that trek from the kitchen or from your bedroom to the kitchen and just like drinking the water and not trying to look out in the backyard. I don't know why the backyard at night as a child is one of the fucking scariest goddamn things in your life.
That's true.
And when we're... We had HBO growing up, so we saw commercials for Tales from the Crypt, but we weren't old enough to watch it because it's violent and bloody and boobs and stuff. But man, I had a nightmare where I got up. It felt like real. I got up to get a drink of water, and I took a drink of water, and I was bringing my head up, I looked outside, and the creep keeper was sitting in our backyard. Just pointing at me, I fucking
was it laughing and saying awful puns?
I couldn't I don't know. I could. I
would you like a glass of water from this tree? Get it?
Yeah, I know. He's, you said tree and wood.
Yeah.
You like
breaking that pun down.
And you were like, "What are you doing up so late at night?" or something. Water, water, water.
What are you doing?
Okay, yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Mike?
Well, basement in general, all scary. You know, I was run up from the basement. But then I had like a nightmare one time, but it must have been recurring because I remember it a lot. So
the werewolf poop?
What?
I was really, really hoping it was going to be that. Never mind. Go ahead.
Nope.
Go ahead. Just go ahead. If we have time, I'll explain later.
In my dream, I walked down the stairs and looked in, and then at the bottom of the stairs, you could look in, and then about like 20 feet away was the family room. You could see the family room, and kind of larger opening there. And there was like 10 gray-robed figures with kind of glowing faces, all facing in towards the center. And this is gonna. Nothing was happening except they were just kind of standing, kind of maybe hovering. I don't know. They couldn't see their feet.
Yeah.
I don't know who they were. I don't know what they were doing in my house. It scared me. That would be it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's still there. Yeah. It was. It was. Yeah.
Ooh.
Something like that. It was like a secret cult. It was somehow. Because I also remember going to bed as a kid and my parents having cocktail parties at the house.
Cocktail parties or key parties? Hey.
They weren't that cool. So it was probably cocktail parties. But I remember distinctly, I could hear like the clinking of glasses, the murmur of adult voices, and like something secret was going on. But it was just them just talking bullshit. Yeah, complaining about their lives and whatever. But in my mind, it was some sort of, it was like an Eyes Wide Shut sort of weird cult thing. So,
okay.
Yeah.
John,
I think now because I thought about this recently. Whenever I would wake up, I think it was like early. I would have anxiety, and like my parents had like even when I explained it to them, they wouldn't explain it or talk to it, or like that's not normal. Should you be up at 3 a.m. panicking about life? That shouldn't be happening. So what would happen to me is I would like kind of dream it and then wake up, and then multiples of 9 would like flash in my brain.
Oh shit!
Ooh, sorry.
Like, so it would go, like, 9, 18, like, 27, 36.
No.
Like, it would just go, boop, 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 and, like, lights would flash and, like, numbers would flash. And I, like, think of it over and over until I had to physically get out of my bed.
That's scary.
And, like, go downstairs and, like, I'd wake up my parents. Like, I wake up my mom and I'd be like, I can't. I don't know how to tell you this, but they're flashing and things are going on in my head. And she'd be like, and, like, nowadays I'd be like, oh, you probably have anxiety. Let's take some deep breaths and do some exercises.
Were you learning the number multiples of 9 at the time?
No, it was like I know it was different stages of my life. So like it was like first grade, fourth grade,
was it all
seventh
multiples
grade.
Of 9?
It was always multiples of 9.
The number 27 by Jim Carrey. Maybe you should check that out.
Yeah, I did in the theater, and it was ruined because there were some drunk people, like a group of drunk teenagers, and they would heckle during the whole movie, and it ruined it. It's number 23, not 27.
I never saw it.
Yeah, maybe check it out again.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I think I Wikipedia'd it the other day, like watching that Jim and Andy doc. I was like, I remember the number 23. That I hated it, and then I reread it, and I'm like, yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah. But that just reminded me one time when I was a kid. I don't know why this happened, but for like a good half a year, I would lay down and go to sleep, and I would hear this thumping in my head, but it was to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. So like I'd lay down and be like, boom, boom, bum, boom, bam, bam, boom, bim, bam, bim, bum. Like, and I was always like, got my head up and was like, I don't want to hear what happens when the animals come in. Because I don't know. Like, because it was one of the scariest. First.
Children
screaming. It's like, oh, just hearing it. For some reason, I just knew it was the tune to that song, but it sounded like a heartbeat in my head.
Ooh.
And then I'm like, I don't. If this is just the song is terrifying, I don't want to know the noises. Like,
I suppose.
Man, that was some good times as a kid, huh? Just some good
times. Your brain's just growing.
And then our parents would sneak into our rooms in the middle of the night and like give us candy and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like,
the tooth fairy thing.
Yeah. Like you freaked out.
Well, you did phrase it a little weird. It was
your parents would sneak in the middle.
They would put things in our socks.
What?
like candy bars in their.
You mean Saint Nick?
Yeah, like we had a little one though. Like
it was in your bedroom.
We had one. We had a normal sock in the kitchen, and then
kitchen.
We had What?
Kitchen.
Dining.
Or whatever. It's the same room. It's the dining room.
Oh, wherever you hung your stocking. Okay,
yeah, it's like the spindles. The spindles by the living room.
You keep describing your old childhood room, like house, that like we know that.
Yeah. My parents still live there.
Well, that makes it clearer. Yeah, but, now I understand.
But then, like, from American Tail, we have these little, like, five-hole stockings. They're, like, okay, about the size. Like, you could, like, I don't know how to...
Stick a mouse in there.
You could stick your two fingers in. Like... I mean, adult fingers.
Yeah, like the old shocker, the old shocker socks.
I just like
get that candy bar in there.
Like just
get that in there.
But like we like hang that. Like we would have
go
that
back and forth. Don't go up and down. Back and forth.
We would have back it like forth, hanging on our dresser, just like the one, and they put like a little candy bar in there.
Stop tucking the candy like that.
It's just I just remember how
just stick it like it.
And then the little stocking was in there. So it was one of those things where, like, oh, I would hang it up and go, oh, Saint Nick might not know what this. Let's say it was smart. Oh, fuck, he got that one, too. So it's like, he really is magical.
Yeah.
Saint Nick.
I never heard of that. Or a smaller stocking with a
it's not
bar.
A tradition. It was just like we had that small stocking and it had five-hole on it. You're like, American Tales.
Oh, there's Saint Nick, which happens early in December. You get, like, a treat of some sort. And then Christmas later.
Yeah,
I don't know where Saint Nick came from.
Which I didn't know, it's also a tradition that people used to put them in like their shoes or stockings.
Yep.
My wife did that, and I never did. We always did our regular stockings.
Yeah,
so,
like oranges and shit.
Yeah, I gave up. I deferred to my wife's tradition, and we do it in shoes.
Yeah, because it actually came from Holland, I believe, right? Mm-hmm. And like, they had wooden shoes to go on the fields and stuff, and they like put them in there and stuff because the stockings were hung.
Yeah.
Because it's basically they'd go out in fields. And that's why they had the wooden shoes, so because they don't want to ruin the leather and shit.
Oh. Conrad, Google the most famous field in Holland.
Tulips? Probably a tulip. Tulip field. Field?
Field.
Oh, I guess I said field. I get
Holland?
It. Holland, yeah, the Netherlands, or whatever.
Tulip field.
Don't. Famous. He said famous. Most famous field.
Yeah.
See?
Quietly, though. What are
yes.
You muttering into the.
So, since you hate the British, or you know,
no,
you hate the French.
French.
How dare you, sir?
French.
What do you call British people?
English.
Alright. What do you call French people?
Frogs.
What do you call German people?
Krauts.
Krauts?
Yes.
Like sauerkraut?
Sausage snippers.
Oh, I guess. Wait, what?
Sausage snippers?
Sausage snippers?
If you were French, what would you call yourself? Like, call British.
Yeah,
people.
What are they?
A high opinion or something like that.
A high opinion? Look at all those high opinions. Oh, even at the Queen.
If I was French, I'd probably call myself, like, the greatest thing walking on two legs.
He really hates French
the
people.
The greatest thing.
Don't you make fun of my accent.
I was thinking about
like
this the other day. I was talking.
I was say, I had a follow up the hypothetical fight question, too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hypothetical fight.
Who would win in a fight, 10 Scottish people who had just been called British, or 10 Americans who just saw a flag get disrespected?
Scottish people.
Scottish
people.
Depends on the Americans.
Did you say 10 Americans that were just disrespected?
Who just saw a flag get disrespected.
Yeah, it depends on the Americans.
Like
which Americans?
Yeah, which Americans? Because I think like 10 people, it's like, what are you doing? I'm not going to get involved in this. I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to be part of this mob that disrespected the flag.
I think Scottish are going to be more cohesive as a group. Because,
I mean, Americans are basically like, oh, we're British, but we don't like the way they're treating our religion.
I think we took 10, like,
let's go across the
section of Americans and grabbed 10 of them. There'd be like one or two of them were like, oh, yeah, fucker!
And the rest are like, what? It's, well, yeah, I know. I get where you're coming from. But
all the Scottish people would be upset.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
This has been valuable insights to you.
I feel like Conrad...
The problem with America is it's way big. It's too big. We should divide it up.
It's just about, like 13 districts. And then, like, once a year, we get a person from each district to fight.
To represent our district.
District to make sure that, you know, we're okay with the king.
I was going
to
say...
For the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Well done, Conrad.
How original.
Put that one together.
I was going to say, the thing is about the American flag being disrespected, it happens all the time and people don't even notice it's happening.
Yeah.
So it... Yeah, like wearing, hey, look at, I'm wearing shorts that have the American flag on it. That's disrespecting it. Why? Because your asshole is literally touching like Hawaii on a flag, like the star is like the your star is this star.
The star was touching the chocolate starfish.
Yes. Oh, look at your balls are touching North and South Carolina. Is it Carolina? Yeah.
Or Dakota. You can pick
okay.
Which one.
Okay. I was. Yes. But the stars, each star.
He's lined the stars up with his
crotch. I think it's like one leg has the stars, one has the stripes. It's like one of those patterns.
Well, he put it together where the stars are almost crotch oriented.
Oh, like half and half?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking a bunch of.
Yeah, I just thought it was like a.
Oh, like just blue shorts with white.
Like, no, like a Wonder Woman thing where it's the stars kind of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and the rest are just stripes down the sides. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Like how do you design your pants?
What? Different ways,
you
bro.
Design your American flag pants.
I would personally do like one side is just the stars and
fucking
the blue.
Fucking dumb.
One side is the stripes.
What's in the crotch then? What's your crotch look like?
Oh, kind of both. So I'm kind of like.
See?
I'm doing like a stripe action for a colony. So I'm like Delaware, Texas.
I don't think John knows how the flag works.
No, Betsy Ross like sewed it up and was like, fuck this shit.
That's exactly what she said. That'd be amazing.
She did not know about Texas, though.
No, she didn't know Texas.
But she better not forget it. Or mess with it. She won't mess with it.
What are they forgetting in Texas?
The Alamo, which you shouldn't.
That's Mexico. Isn't it?
It's in Texas.
Fuck it. I don't care. I don't give a shit.
Forgotten.
I didn't ever say I liked history. I said I liked numbers.
But you said you couldn't teach it.
I never said I could teach history.
Quick, do a math. No, you can't. Do a math problem with history. Go.
1972 was 2 years before 1974.
All right. Nice. Nice.
Math.
1972 minus 2 is 1970.
Quick. No, I said 1972... was 2 years before.
It was the X before Christmas, and all through history.
Christmas.
Iced tea. I thought
you know what you should have said? Gatorade, and we could have ended the show.
No, because, what, okay, how does Gatorade rhyme with history? I was doing the rhyming thing, John.
Well, I was doing a callback magic.
Well, you know, you can't just go, hey, people making out, callback, you have to use it right. I can't go. I don't know. Like, red, roses are red, violets are blue.
But can you
people
use
making
it?
Out? They were over there. Remember? It doesn't rhyme. That's not the fucking point of it. John, do you know? I like the English.
Were you asking him if he knew how comedy works?
No, I was asking him how he knew if rhyming how it works.
Yeah, you can use different like schemes like ABC or ABC.
Okay, ABC is not a rhyme scheme.
Yeah, it is
because there's nothing repeating.
I went down to the lake and then I went in the water. And
blank.
Then I ate some hot dogs.
Blank verse, it's fine.
That's not a rhyme scheme.
It is a rhyme scheme.
ABC.
It's a rhyme scheme, but it isn't rhyme. But it's a rhyme scheme.
You know, if you add a D,
that's just a different word.
These nuts?
Yeah. No, John. Don't, John. Don't. I swear to God, I just
had
to.
It's more fun when you add D.
No, we're not gonna. I'm just.
No.
I can feel you guys trying to end the show, and I'm not gonna let you end on these. I'm not gonna let you end on. That. I almost fucking said it, and you guys are not going to end it. I'm fucking your E? Oh, rhyme?
The number?
No. Yes.
ABCBA, what I was trying to say.
ABCBA?
No, ABCB is a rhyme scheme.
Does every podcast end with these nuts?
No, not every. Really no, so. John, what happens is every episode ends where John goes, huh, that's a good joke. Yeah. And thanks for coming. Yeah. I don't even know what he says. Good night, everyone. And then we all leave. But he always chooses when the high note is. And I know he wants to end on those
nuts?
Testicles.
those testicles.
Those
he wants to end on those
he
wants testicles.
I would like to, though, throw. I want to go back to the vitamin D. I wanted to try
oh my
and,
God.
And report back to us next time.
I agree.
Why vitamin D's nuts?
No.
No, we're not going to end on
that. No,
that
was too far.
You wanted us to end on that.
Yeah, that was too far.
Vitamin D's nuts.
Fucking nailed it. Now I have to do
no,
it.
No, we're not ending.
I know.
No.
And I'm happy about it.
Are you?
I'm
you
at
you
least.
You sound real happy.
Oh. Guys.
Just drink that Gatorade.
This isn't Gatorade. It's water.
Way too much vitamin C.
No.
Yeah. As in cocksucker.
Is there... Are there letters that aren't vitamins?
Sure.
Z.
Zinc?
X.
Oh, shit, wait.
There's plenty.
F. Vitamin.
There's some vitamin.
Vitamin,
S.
Yeah. Vitamin S.
Vitamin G.
Vitamin T.
Is there vitamin O?
Except when you don't eat your vitamins, T pities your fool.
Isn't there like a T68 or something?
What?
That's one of the Terminators.
B12. I'm sorry. I think it's B12.
Yep. You thought T68 was B12?
Bingo!
Whatever. It's close. Yeah. It's a number, the letter.
Yeah, it's a letter and a number. That's very close.
You better B12 to C.
D's nuts!
USA! USA! USA!
And that's the show, everybody.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.